time, but a little slower, a little slower.
Jesus, give me to drink, fill all my hunger, quench all my thirst, flood me with joy, be the strength of my life.
Fill all my hunger, quench all my thirst. Okay,
just the sisters, just the sisters, sisters. Brothers. I'd like you to stay, okay? Piano, stay. We'll sing during the fellowship, okay? I would hope that a song like this, a hymn like this, I think this was one of the suggested hymns for yesterday when you to go out to use. I hope that you could develop this. Maybe some of you have already, but I from my experience, I know that it takes some time to develop this kind of, I would even say, skill, how to use the hymns. Yeah. And tomorrow it will be dedicated more to the singing in our morning time. So, but because we were saying this hymn, I want to say a few words first. Take this opportunity. A hymn like this, for our personal fellowship with the Lord. I hope you can always learn to follow your inner feeling. This hymn has a sweet feeling, does it not? This hymn has we call it the spirit of the hymn. And the spirit of the hymn is not, well, sometimes it feels that way. Feed me, Lord Jesus, give me to drink. We sing it this way. That's good if the Lord is leading you that way. But I would say when I'm by myself, my leading, usually with this hymn, is much more tender. Yeah. Feed me, Lord Jesus. Pardon my voice. But he likes to hear my voice in the morning.
Amen.
You had that verse, right? You should have had that verse.
Yeah.
Feed me, Lord Jesus, give me to drink, fill all. See, you started singing, so you interrupted my time. because when I started saying, fill all my hunger, I felt like instead of singing it, I wanted to pray it. Do you understand? Lord, fill my hunger. You know what I mean? As you're singing, a feeling comes. You're not trying. You don't have to try. But as you're singing, the Lord leads you into some feeling. If you turn that feeling, convert that feeling into words, into prayer, you're just in the Spirit. The Lord led you to the Spirit. And I find that more often than not, singing brings me to the Spirit, my spirit, the fastest with the least amount of effort. You know, sometimes we're, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. When I was in the brother's house, I remember it was back in the day, as they say. I don't know if they use that term anymore. But back in the day, when I was in the brother's house, we were four brothers living together with a couple. And, oh, I was with one brother who was real intense. He was really intense. Whenever he would pray, it would be, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. So I asked the brother that we were living with, brother, when I become a mature Christian, will I end up like that? He said, because I didn't like, he said, don't worry about it. He said, don't worry about it. But sometimes you have that feeling like, Lord, where are you? And you're like, oh, Lord, and you need to. You need to. Actually, that's one of the points I'm getting to. And that is sometimes you need to unclog. You need to get unclogged. You know, like when the toilet is, you know what I mean? And you got to, and then there's that, oh. And that is yucky, but it gets everything flowing. And for that, sometimes you got to go somewhere, like here. Somewhere, or in your car, or somewhere, to a mountain. And just, oh, Lord, Lord. And you can do that here. There's not many places you can do that and get away with it. But here, you could do that. Okay. But in the morning time, with the Lord, you just sing this hymn. Feed me, Lord, feed me, Lord. Feed me, Lord. You're led to a feeling. You just follow that inner feeling. Convert that feeling into words. Into words. But you don't think about it. You just flow it. You just convert it to words. And then fill all my... You just jump right back into singing. You're kind of sing praying. You're kind of sing praying. And you will find that you're just in the Spirit. Let's sing the chorus one more time. And as you're singing, just see yourself. Do you have some feeling? And just go ahead and break into prayer. Okay? Don't worry about the person next to you or whatnot. But you have a chance to practice this. Let's sing the chorus again. Go.
Me, Lord Jesus, give me to drink. Fill all my hunger.
Quench all my thirst. Flood me. Oh, flood me with joy. Today, flood me with joy. Amen. This time when we sang, flood me. Just, I had a lot. Lord, flood me. Lord, when was the last time you flooded me? Lord, flood me with joy. Amen. That was the feeling I had. But you may have had a different feeling. Whatever is okay. But just singing the hymn, you could get right to the Spirit. You know, we have found in our experiences, and this is from decades of research, personally and also observing the saints of different ages, different backgrounds, and all different places, different continents. And we discovered this, and I believe Brother Dennis mentioned this to you. We found that in spending the personal time with the Lord, biggest obstacle is the undisciplined mind. Stray thoughts. Sometimes a thought just takes you in the middle of your prayer. Sometimes it's a bombardment of thoughts. Have you experienced this? Sometimes it's like not a flood of joy, but a flood of thoughts. Yeah. And so I'd like to give you a little fellowship. How to overcome that. How to break free of that.
Amen.
So that you could have quality time with the Lord every time. Yeah. And part of it is this. If you turn in your books, in your booklets to page 8 of this is the Daily Time with the Lord, the section for today, day 4. Today's on loving the Lord. Right, loving the Lord. And I'd say the first thing, and this has been touched already in these previous 3 days, the first thing in our spending time with the Lord is to realize that it's spending time with the Lord. Amen. That the Lord is our only goal. Now, the goal is a person. The goal is a person. The goal is not to read some verses, although it's always good to read some verses. The goal is not to finish prayer reading the assigned portion. Today you have these suggested 1, 2, 3, 4. The goal is not to pray read these four verses. That's not the goal. You might use these four verses. You might. But it could be that as you're praying, you may get stuck. The Lord may keep you in let him.
Yeah.
Oh, let him. Lord, why don't I let you? Why don't I let you? I have a good time with you in the morning, but I know all day long, like as soon as I leave that place, I don't let you the whole rest of the day. Oh, Lord, let him. Let him. Lord, I want to let you. Lord, forgive me for not letting you yesterday. Oh, let him. Oh, let him. Let him. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Lord, I don't let. See, that's a different verse. That's not here. That's Colossians chapter 3. But that just popped into your head. So whatever comes, whatever feeling comes, convert it to words. That's the Lord's leading. That's the Lord's leading. And you'll find in those experiences that from the word that you've stored in your heart since children's meeting, sometimes children's meeting songs come. The words that you memorized through children's meeting, some of us, we were in Sunday school learning this stuff. All those, that all counts, all the conferences, all the summer schools of truth, all the trainings, all the Bible reading, all the everything. Now that's in your heart and it's been just stored there. Now you're having contact with the Lord. The Holy Spirit reaches into the treasure house and brings a verse up right at that time. It's not that you really remembered. It's that he reminded. And this is what it says in John 14, I think it's 26. It says, when the Spirit comes, he will remind you of everything that I have spoken to you. That's a function of the Spirit, the reminding Spirit. We call that the Lord speaking. But it's actually an experience of the reminding Spirit. So, no reading of the Bible is in vain. Not one contact with the Word of God is ever in vain. No verse that you ever committed to memory is in vain. Sooner or later, one day, the Spirit will reach in and bring it to your mind at the right time, and it'll be light. You won't even remember when you memorized it. But it's a storehouse within you. So the more of the Word you have in you, the more the Lord can speak to you. And he'll speak to you when you're singing. When you're singing. Or when you're prayer reading. Let him. Oh, let him. Let him kiss me. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. What that? It's not on the page. But it comes, Lord, I want to let you. I want to let you. Lord, make home in my heart. Oh, that's another verse. Where'd that come from? And it that verse, Lord, every closet. What's that from? That's not on the page. But you heard a testimony at a summer school 3 years ago. In the speaking, the brother talked about opening every closet and every drawer to the Lord. And that just comes to you. Just make it words. And when you pray it, now you're in a fellowship with the Lord. And it's very interesting. You're speaking it, but actually that's God speaking to you. That's how it happens. It's very mysterious, but it's very real. But the goal is not pray reading these verses. The goal is a person. And that's really the first point, loving the person. And so in this matter of having a personal time with the Lord, oh, dear saints, habit means a lot. Habit means a lot. Build up the habit. Build up the habit. But the motivation is love. But I tell you, habit means a lot. Because you're not motivated every day. You don't wake up with the every day with the exuberance and the feeling, oh, I want to touch the Lord this morning. But habit means a lot. If you have that habit, you still say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, I love you. And then you keep the habit. So what we're trying to do is not just establish the habit. We're trying to improve the quality, right? But habit means a lot. Habit means a lot. Okay. But then as far as quality, the first thing is loving Christ the person. Amen. That's really the first thing. We're doing this for him. We're doing this because we want him and we need him today. So I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you today. I'm coming to you. I'm not coming to a book. I'm not coming just to the Bible, the printed word. I'm not coming to whatever helps you have, like the Holy Word for morning revival. I'm not coming to this, Lord. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. Lord, I love you. I love you. Then, the mind. So maybe we can enter into a sweet fellowship by saying, Lord, I love you, I need you. We sing or we pray, read. But I tell you, sooner or later, the mind. You'll experience this. And it could be as abrupt as, oh, Lord, I love you this morning. I'm speaking this morning. You know what I mean? Not all of you would have that. But the brothers who are assigned the messages, are you guys speaking today? Yeah. So I kind of tipped off because you're sitting here. Yeah. Oh, and they have a tie on too. Very good. And the white shirt. Yeah. So you could, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. And oh, no. How many of you have ever, oh, Lord, oh, no. How many of you have ever, oh, no, in your morning time? Yeah. It's just abrupt. It really is. Oh, it says the flaming darts of the evil one that talks about in Ephesians 6. A flaming, it's like, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, no. I mean, that's what it is. The enemy just. But it's so many things. It could be, oh, Lord Jesus. And then all of a sudden, you remember something from yesterday. Oh, Lord Jesus, a movie, a scene you saw in a movie last week. Oh, Lord Jesus, an argument that you just had with somebody. It's a lot of things, a lot of things. And this is the point I want to touch this morning, is that we need to unload ourselves. We need to unload ourselves. If we don't unload ourselves before the Lord, then we give the enemy a lot of ground to attack us with thoughts. And this may require more than just your morning time. I find that periodically I need to find a personal time to unload. And it's not just unloading worldly things or things that would distract us. I find in the Lord's work even, in the Lord's service, I need to unload. If not, I feel suffocated. And my service is not not fresh. I become stale. But saints, we need to unload before the Lord. There's a lot of things in our heart. A lot of things get into our heart. And all of those things give ground for the enemy to send thoughts our way. Especially after last night's fellowship. Having just one goal. About one goal, one purpose, one aim. I believe many things, the Lord spoke to many people here in many different ways. after a sharing like that, you have to unload. You have to be with the Lord to unload, to breathe out. I think this is the hymn that's suggested, 255. Could you play 255, just the first verse one and the chorus? To hymn 255.
Spirit on me, teach me how to breathe thee in. Help me pour into thy bosom all my life of self and sin. I am breathing out my sorrow, breathing out my sin. I am breathing, breathing, breathing all life of His sin.
This is a good help, this hymn, because it's already a prayer, just like 8:11. If I were you, I might consider just to take this hymn to start the prayer this morning and just sing pray. But notice one thing here, in the chorus. First it says, breathing out. And then it says, breathing in. And if you go to verse 2, I am breathing out. And then the last line, breathing in. 3, breathing out my sinful nature. 3rd line, breathing in thy cleansing fullness, and so on. Need to breathe out things to get unclogged. We don't even realize that these things are clogging us. And sometimes the way to breathe out is, Lord, you know that. Sometimes in front of the Lord, you're even ashamed to say it out loud. Say, Lord, that. Oh, Lord, that, you know. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Just bringing it to the Lord helps to. Maybe it doesn't flush it totally away, but something got out so that there's room for Him to come in. You know, the Lord is used to coming to people and there being no room. Do you understand what I mean? You know, when he first came, they went from place to place. There was no room in the inn. So he ended up in a barn. And that's the way we are. There's no room. We say, Lord, I love you. Lord, fill me. How? Where? All the room is clogged. It's filled with cluttered. And as the Lord leads, and I think the Lord is already leading many of us, just bring it to the Lord. Don't focus on it. Just breathe it out. Don't focus on it. Be careful not to focus on what the Lord shines on. Just breathe it out. You know, confessing is a kind of breathing out. To confess is the Lord shines, and then your confession clears it out. Clears it out to make some room. Maybe that's enough for this morning. 25 minutes you have to go have some prayer. Just practice. Remember, the goal is the person of Christ Himself.
Amen.
Amen. And maybe you could use this hymn or 8:11 or 255 or any of the hymns that we have here that you're touched with. So we'll go straight until 9. We won't come back for fellowship today. Well, tomorrow we probably will come back to have a little more responding from you. Amen.